Benison FM presents Come Fly With Me, a new drama for Benison FM by Steve Dobson.
Hope you have a good trip, sir, madam.
Get lost! And don't expect a decent report from me.
Oh, behave yourself, Percy. Give the man a tip.
You what? Oh, I'll give him a tip, all right. Find yourself another line of business, mate. Limousine service. I'd have been better off coming by bus.
You know what, sir. Goodbye and good riddance, and I hope you have a lousy holiday.
I hope you break down on the way back.
Well, I hope you're pleased with yourself, Percy Pullface Pickin.
Oh, pardon me for breathing, Doris. I'm not the one at fault here, you know.
Oh, I know that. It's never your fault, is it?
Well, who asked for a limousine service in the first place? Not me.
No, I did, to save your back. Thought it might be a nice start to the holiday.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Don't take that tone with me, Percy.
Well, I mean, limousine service. Cost us an arm and a leg. We had to carry our own cases because of his sciatica. He sang Jim Reeves at the top of his voice all the way here. And he stank of garlic. And you know how I hate garlic, Doris.
You hate everything. Pick those cases
garlic
up.
Garlic gives me a headache. And after all that, he had the cheek to ask for a tip. Ooh, it's hot in here, isn't it?
Well, it gives you something else to complain about, doesn't it? Not that you need any encouragement.
Look at the queue for the checking desk. It stretches for miles. Let's go here. It's the shortest.
Percy, it's...
Oh, you, Doris, look at that. She just pushed in. Excuse me.
Percy, will
Doris,
you...
Doris, Doris, look, that queue's going faster. Let's go to that one.
Percy!
What, love?
I'm trying to tell you I paid extra for the first class lounge.
You mean I did?
Oh, don't start that again. Look, it means we go to a special exclusive desk to check in. That empty one over there, see? The one without a queue.
Well, why didn't you say so before I wasted my time joining this one?
I did try telling you. You kept interrupting me. This way, Percy.
I'm coming. Hold on.
First class lounge? This way, sir, madam.
All right. I can see. I can find my own way, you know.
Of course, sir. My mistake.
Morning, madam. Sir, tickets, please.
She's got them.
Have I? I thought you'd pick them up. Look in your inside pocket.
I haven't got them. Oh, yes, I have. Here you are, love.
Thank you, sir. Two tickets for Cyprus. No problem. Any preference for seating?
What do you mean, preference? We pay for front row seats.
I'm afraid you haven't, sir.
We have?
You haven't, and the flight is quite full today, sir.
What does that mean?
It means, unfortunately, we can't seat you together.
Good.
What? We pay for front row seats, didn't we, Doris?
I don't mind where I sit. You were the one who wanted front row, pretending you were the pilot.
I didn't.
Whatever. Places where you like, dear. As long as I don't have to listen to him complain all the way through the flight.
Fine, madam. So that's 18B and 250D.
Lovely. Thank you.
Now, can I just check your passports, please?
Passports? Passports? We're going out of the country, not coming back in.
Regulations, I'm afraid, sir. Got to make sure you are who you say you are.
Do you just want passports? Perhaps you'd like to double check. Here's my driving licence. Bus pass. Library ticket. Credit card. British Legion Club pass.
That's fine, thank you, sir. I think we've established who and what you are. Now, could you kindly place your cases on the conveyor belt?
Certainly, dear. Come on, Percy. Hurry up.
I'm going as fast as I can.
And we all know how slow that is, don't we?
I'm afraid you're over your allowance, sir. Even your increased allowance.
Am I?
Yes, sir. By 5 kilos.
5 kilos?
That'll be your hiking boots, Doris.
Funny. More like your golf balls. Don't know why you insist on bringing them. You don't even play golf.
I might start. You never know.
I might marry George Clooney. But it's not very likely, is it?
There's a charge, I'm afraid.
A what? I'm not paying. It's cost me enough already this holiday.
How much?
£50.
Pardon? £50? I'm not paying that. I'll take something out of the case. Here, take these T-shirts.
I'm sorry, sir, but could you move aside to reduce the weight in your suitcases? I have to serve other passengers.
What other passengers? There's nobody else in this queue.
I'm afraid I have to insist, sir.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ignore you. Here's a pair of flip-flops. Hold them for me, would you?
Sir, if you please.
No, I'm not moving. I'm in this queue now and I'm staying. These paperbacks will have to go. Can you put these behind the counter for me, love?
Can I help you, sir?
No, you can't. I'm all right.
Dave, I've asked him to move aside to take some weight out of his case.
Let's move to this desk, shall we, sir?
Get off me. I'm staying in this queue.
Percy, just do as the man says.
I'd advise you to move, sir. We have the power to eject you.
I'd like to see you try, you great apeth.
There's no need to be rude, sir. Now let's just move.
No, I know my rights. Put me down, fish face.
Percy, just move, will you?
I'm sorry, sir. You're being so abusive and uncooperative. You have to leave the airport.
We're going to Cyprus, you big lug.
Not today, you're not. You're going out of the airport. If I get any more lip, I'll call up airport police and have you arrested.
Don't talk, wet man. I haven't done anything.
You're creating a nuisance, sir. You're leaving now.
Please, please, officer, forgive him. It's my first holiday in 10 years.
I'm sorry, madam.
I'm begging you, officer. Please reconsider. I'll keep him quiet. I'll sort the cases. Please, please.
Can you promise to keep him out of trouble, madam? Keep him quiet.
Yes, yes, I promise.
Well, look, anyone can get cross, can't they? If you can keep him quiet while he's here, I'll let you go on your way. I'll take your cases back to check-in and get them to invoice you for the extra weight. How about that? Do you have any boarding passes?
Yes, they're here. I'm sorry, officer, for being such a nuisance.
I'll escort you both to passport control and I'll take your cases to check-in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, madam.
Say thank you, Percy.
Thank you.
Not at all. Well, here we are, passport control. Have a smooth flight, madam.
Thank you, officer, and goodbye.
Passports, please.
Here, sir.
Thank you, madam. Yours is fine, but whose is this?
It's mine. Why? Who do you think it is?
It's a girl.
What?
Lucy Pitkin, it says.
Oh, that's my daughter. Here's his passport.
Ah, right, madam. Yes, that's fine. You'll have to leave your daughter's passport, though.
Why on earth would we do that?
Regulations, sir. You might sell it to a foreign national whilst abroad.
That's ridiculous.
That's regulations, sir. The passport stays with me. You can collect it when you return.
What a load of old...
Percy is just doing his job. Shut up. You've got to behave yourself, remember?
Pa. Pa. And three times, pa.
Move along, sir. There's a good chap.
Good chap? Good chap, you patronising...
Percy, shut up and move.
I'm moving. Can't you see? I'm moving.
It's liquids next. You haven't got any, have you?
Not much.
Percy!
Do you have any of the prohibited items, sir?
Well,
sir? May I look in your hand luggage?
Not likely.
Percy, just do it. Don't make a scene again.
Make a scene? I'm standing up for myself. For the country. For Yorkshire.
Making an idiot of yourself. Come on, empty your bag.
Shampoo?
Can't have that.
What?
Nope.
2 litres of water?
Nope.
500ml of aftershave?
Certainly not.
Bubble bath?
No way.
Yes way. I need my bath oil.
It's more than 100ml.
So?
And it's not in a transparent container.
And?
Or a plastic bag.
What? What a palaver. Just let me take it.
No.
I have delicate skin.
I don't care. It's not coming on the flight with you. Get rid of it.
You're a Jobsworth.
I beg your pardon?
You love it, don't you? Stopping people. Denying them the little luxuries.
I'd hardly call bubble bath a luxury, Percy.
No, madam, nor would I.
Right. Well, if I can't have it, I'll pour it all over your mucky floor.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, sir.
It'll make it lovely and clean.
Percy, why did you have to do that?
I have a troublemaker here at Liquids.
See, they're coming now.
Lovely.
To throw you off the flight.
Pah! Ridiculous. I'm only doing what I was told to do.
That's the guy.
Oh, right. You again.
Oh, hello, dear. How are you?
I thought you said you'd keep him under control, madam.
I've tried. He's a nincompoop, isn't he?
Get him out of here, will you? And ask cleaning services to sort out this mess.
Certainly, Louise. Now then, sir, will you come quietly?
Yes, he will, won't you?
Take him to be scanned.
Will do. This way. Or do I have to force you?
No, he'll come quietly. Or else...
I'm sick of this. Being pushed around. This way, that way, up, down, turn around.
Would you prefer I left you alone?
You've got it. Hit the nail smack on the head.
I'll hit you smack on the head if you don't behave, Percy Poeface.
Now, madam, we don't condone violence here at the airport. Usually. Of course, I might make an exception.
Yeah, that's it. Pick on the little guy.
Not at all, sir. I will leave you alone if that's what you want.
I do.
After I've escorted you off airport premises and onto a bus back home. Or a police Black Mariah, if that's what you prefer.
What I prefer is...
Percy, will you for once just shut up?
I...
Now, stop talking. Desist.
Pah!
Could we just get on the plane, please?
Well?
Please?
I don't know.
Pretty please?
Maybe.
Pretty please with bells on?
Okay, walk this way.
Percy, no. I know what you're about to say.
What?
Don't. Just don't. Don't push it up.
Just through here, madam.
Thank you, love. You're a treasure.
I'll wait for you, just in case you have any further problems.
That's not necessary.
That's very kind of you.
Sue, deal with Mr. and Mrs. Pitkin quickly, will you please?
No problem. Any metal items on you, madam?
No, madam.
Excellent. Put your coat, bags and shoes on the conveyor belt and walk between the posts, please. Thank you, madam. You're clear. Now, sir, any metal items?
Nope.
Put your belongings and shoes on the conveyor, please, and walk between the posts. Come back through, sir. Any metal in your pockets?
Just my keys.
Put them on the conveyor belt and step between the posts. Come back through, sir. Any metal in any other pockets?
Just money.
Do you still have your belt on?
Of course I have. My trousers would fall down if I didn't. Idiot.
Take it off, please, sir, and put that and the money on the conveyor. I don't believe it. Come back again, sir. Any metal anywhere else on your person?
Well, there's this corkscrew in my back pocket.
Conveyor belt.
And this nail file down me sock.
Percy.
And scissors in my shirt pocket.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'll have to confiscate the corkscrew, nail file and scissors.
What? Why?
Dangerous weapons, sir.
Dangerous? Don't talk wet. I'm going to go drink my way out of the plane, file my fingernails into a lethally sharp point, or give the pilot a short back and sides.
Are you going to hand them over quietly, sir?
No, I'm not. You'll have to prise them out of my hands by force.
Security?
You can't. What? No. Leave me alone. Give me those back.
I think it might be better if we looked after you for a little while, sir.
Looked after? What? No.
This way, sir. We have a nice, quiet, locked room for you to sit in.
But I'm flying to Cyprus.
Only if you behave yourself, sir. Madam, I hope you don't mind. First class is just through the doorway on your right. They're expecting you.
But what about my husband?
He's a little excitable, don't you think? Needs a bit of quiet time.
But...
As do you, Mrs. Pitkin. In the first class lounge. Don't worry, I'll look after your husband.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Mandy has it all sorted.
Mandy? Oh, well, yes, I could do with some peace and quiet.
Get off me, you big lump.
Percy, language. Now behave yourself. And if you're a good boy, I'm sure they'll let you out tomorrow.
Doris? No, help me. Say something.
Bye, Percy. Be good. See you in Cyprus.
Doris! Don't leave me. Doris! Doris!
Ah, now where's that lounge?
We have a message for Mrs. Doris Pitkin, travelling to Cyprus today, from Mandy at Travel the World Travel Agents. She says, enjoy your holiday.
Thanks, Mand. I'm sure I will.
Come Fly With Me was written by Steve Dobson, voiced by Keith Barner, Anne Dobson, Brian Robinson, Jane Hardwick, Anne Winterbotham, Steve Dobson, Eddie Luffrey, Connor Mosley, and Kira O'Rourke. Technical direction by Brian Robinson, produced by Steve Dobson for Penistone FM.